Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Verses 25 through 37, Luke chapter 10. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the truth that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for all those that are part of our listening family today. And thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to hear from you and hear from your heart and your mind every day as we simply read and meditate on your word. Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to fill our hearts and our minds with your wisdom from your word and the opportunity and the need for us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can come to your throne today and that we don't receive what we deserve, which is your wrath, but we receive grace and mercy. What a kind God you are. We lift high your name today, Father. We praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thanks again for being a part of our listening family. Just a reminder to you, this is National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child. And remember, this is a great and a wonderful outreach for believers to get involved with. You can send the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox gift. You can hear the gang just all excited every time they hear about Operation Christmas Child, Pete the Prayer Pup, and Shep the Sheep, and all the rest. Again, an exciting ministry for us to get involved with. Hope that you will pray for this outreach as well. Again, this is National Collection Week, and packing a shoebox results in evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication. This is a direct way for you to help equip the local church around the world, Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners, with a simple platform, a shoebox gift, to reach their own communities and establish long-time relationships. And keep in mind, pack your shoebox now with any standard size shoebox and drop it off during this week, again, November 15th through the 22nd. Any standard shoebox will do, or you can order pre-printed shoeboxes and support materials for your church and or family to get involved. For more information, visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more and find out where a local drop-off location near you might be. Again, samaritanspurse.org/OCC. We are blessed to have as our phone guest today, Jeff Rogers. He's the co-founder and president of the Ministry of Ships of Tarshish. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Pastor. Thank you so much for having us back on the program. I really appreciate it.
Right. It's been a little while ago. I'm thinking it probably was close to maybe a year or so ago, but you were on with us before and sharing about an important project that you'll be sharing with us more about today. So if you'll take a moment now, Jeff, to further introduce yourself and tell us about the Ships of Tarshish and the project that you're involved with at this time.
Well, I'd love to. So thank you for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. The Ships of Tarshish is a ministry that my wife, Carrie, and I founded, oh my goodness, 10, 11 years ago. And the focus is on the production of Christian television and film content to engage Christians and churches across the country in topics that might not be covered so often, and really call people to action on those topics. Mm-hmm. And so we've been operating this now for, like I said, 10 to 11 years. The specific project that we're here to talk with you about today is a topic that's not so comfortable to talk about, and it's one of human trafficking, and specifically sex trafficking that occurs here in the United States of America. And it's hard for some people to fathom that this is actually occurring here in communities all across the country. Mm-hmm. And so we're here to talk about this with you, and I really appreciate your boldness and your willingness to continue to address this topic, because it's one that we, the body of Christ, really do need to grab hold of and understand and take action on. And very specifically, as the Ships of Tarshish ministry, what we did is we produced a documentary on sex trafficking in America called Blind Eyes Open. Mm-hmm. And so the last time we were on your program was in preparation for the release of the film, which occurred in January of 2020. Mm-hmm. And really appreciate you having us back now to talk about this once again.
Okay. Well, just a brief question in relation to the name of your ministry. Can you tell us where the name, the title, Ships of Tarshish, comes from?
Well, I appreciate that. It's Isaiah 60. And so I guess just in brief, my wife and I have really, since coming out of the corporate world, Isaiah 60 has meant so much to us and really has become kind of a foundational scripture, the whole chapter, for our family. And so within that is the Ships of Tarshish, talking about them bringing the wealth of other nations to help and really to protect the children. And so, again, that scripture has been very foundational for us for many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your specific ministry is, would it be accurate to say, a Christian film production company?
That's accurate. We've got two projects under our belts, so it's not like we're mass-producing content, but we produced our first production, which is called Surrender the Secret, which was a Christian television reality TV series on post-abortion recovery. We did that back in 2011 when we first stepped out of the corporate world and founded the ministry. And then a couple of years after that is when we learned about human trafficking and began the production of the Blind Eyes Opened documentary. So those are the two productions that the Ships of Tarshish has completed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Jeff, something that comes to my mind is that it's powerful to recognize how that you and your wife stepped out of the corporate world and you began, a Christian movie producing company, and that on the one hand, some might think that, I'm not sure the best word, frivolous is not the word, but my point is this: I think for many believers, they need to grasp that the film industry is one powerful tool in our culture and in our world that needs to be used so much more by the kingdom of God, because there are lots of people that aren't into the Bible or faith or Christianity, but they'll go see a movie or they'll take time to watch a movie, and movies are tools to help share truth. And so, again, I think it's powerful to see how that you listened to the Lord and the Lord led you in a direction that some people may or may not fully grasp how vital this area of ministry is to the kingdom of God. But thoughts you want to share on that?
Well, I appreciate that very much. I will say this, that we had really no experience in movie or television production at all. Mm-hmm. I was a vice president at IBM and left that corporate world and went into then the ministry. And so I guess there's a bridge that connects the two, but it's kind of a foggy bridge, because how do you move from one to the next? And really the only way that we can describe that is by obedience to the calling that God placed on our lives. Mm-hmm. I don't really think we set out many, many years ago to say, you know what, we want to produce films. That isn't really what it became at all. It was really about following the leading of the Holy Spirit and recognizing the calling on our lives. And I will say that prior to probably 2 to 3 years before we left the corporate world, the Lord began to be very strong with us on preparing our finances mm-hmm. and to get ourselves out of debt and to do these things. But we didn't even know why at the time. We just recognized that the Lord was being very strong to prepare our finances over our family. And so we did so. Mm-hmm. And it was about 2 to 3 years later then that we felt the call to leave the corporate world and move into ministry. And I've told so many people over the years that if we had not listened to that calling by God to prepare our finances, we never would have been able to spend the last 11 years focused on the ministry. Mm. So that was also a very important part of this journey that we've been on.
Well, Jeff, I want to ask would you take time now specifically to pray for listeners in this regard? You know, God has a very specific call in the life of every single believer. And a very important part of our Christian walk is listening to God in order to discern what that specific call is on our lives. And sometimes it may be similar to what we do in the world, in the secular world. And sometimes it might be a whole totally different world, but listening is so important. Would you pray for listeners to have ears to hear what God is saying to them in hearing their call from Him?
I would appreciate that very much. So God, we just come to you this morning and we pray that you can open our ears. God, allow us to discern the movement of the Holy Spirit over our lives and within our hearts. Allow us to discern what direction you're calling us towards. So we pray, God, that the ears of those who need to hear are opened this morning and that the hearts are stirred of the hearts that need to be stirred and that people are called to action to move in the direction that you're calling them. So we pray that the footsteps are shown before them on the path that they're supposed to take, God, and that they have the boldness and willingness to take that first step and then take the second step and take the third step, not at all knowing what's at the end of that path, but a recognition that they're being obedient to the calling that you're placing on their lives. So I pray that through this discussion today, Holy Spirit, you move upon these people and allow people to act on the path that you're calling them to. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you for every believer that's listening, and thank you for the wonderful, blessed, and great opportunity you give us to be able to follow you, to follow your Holy Spirit, to walk in your perfect will, the perfect will and the call of God upon our lives. Help us, Lord, to know that every calling you give is an important calling. It has to do with the eternal work that you've called us to. And help us to know, Lord, that there's no insignificant calling. All of them are vitally important for the building of your kingdom. Help us to be obedient enough to say, yes, Lord. And help us to live with a yes, Lord attitude, that we would follow the Holy Spirit in little ways and big ways and all the in-between ways. And help us know, Lord, that that's how we fulfill the call of God upon our lives, listening and obeying one step at a time. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Jeff, would you share with our listeners your website if someone wants to learn more about the ministry of Ships of Tarshish?
Sure. The website is shipstv.org, so shipstv.org, and that's the website where people can go to learn about the ministry of the Ships of Tarshish, to learn about the couple projects that we've done, Surrender the Secret, and this documentary, Blind Eyes Opened. So people can join as partners there. They can go to our store and purchase DVDs of the work we've done. So a couple things to do there on the ministry website.
All righty then. Well, we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Jeffrey Rogers. He's the co-founder and president of the Ships of Tarshish Christian Production Company. We'll be right back.
What if the stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
The music of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Jeffrey Rogers. He's the co-founder and president of the Ships of Tarshish Ministry and Christian Film Producing Company. And as we begin the segment, very briefly before Jeff comes back, I'm going to share at least a portion of an article that we wrote, and I'd like to, if you'd like to get a copy, please email us at jparker@afa.net. But it helps us to further introduce the powerful message behind the film Blind Eyes Open. The article is Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twins. And I'll just go ahead and share it with you now. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 tells us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And the following are testimonies, tragic testimonies from women who were, by God's grace, rescued out of sex trafficking. "When my trafficker found out any of his girls were pregnant, he would take us outside and beat us with a pipe around our stomach and abdomen until we miscarried. This happened to me 4 times. I never carried a pregnancy to term." Another testimonial. "I was trafficked when I was 13 and got pregnant 6 times. I was always taken to a clinic by my trafficker and forced to have an abortion." A third testimony. "Before he started trafficking me, my trafficker took me to a clinic. He pretended to be my uncle and had the doctor administer Depo-Provera to me. I got intermittent Depo-Provera shots from the time I was 13 throughout the time I was trafficked until I was 23. A fourth testimony. "My trafficker advertised me as someone who would not be using a condom, and so after a weekend of being sold at upscale hotels, he would force me to take Plan B. I had Plan B so many times that I had gynecological problems for 5 years after I got out." A fifth testimonial. "I was trafficked when I was a child. I had so many abortions and was back out on the track again right afterward, and had so many untreated infections that I developed scar tissue, PID, and ultimately had to have a hysterectomy. The pain of not being able to have a child now that I'm happily married is too great to describe in words." What you've just read are real accounts of women who've survived sex trafficking, yet experienced forced abortions by their captors. Sadly, this happens too often right here in America, as well as in other nations. Modern-day sex slavery is what sex trafficking is, amongst other things. It's evil, wicked, and devastating in so many ways for the victims. Yet sadly, the tragic and very wicked industry of abortion is an evil twin to sex trafficking. The abortion industry works hand in glove with sex trafficking as one aids and abets the other. Many are the victims of both hideous and dark industries. And for time reasons, I won't share the balance of the article, but if you'd like to get it, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. But it draws out through the testimonies the horrific reality of how that sadly abortion and human trafficking are vitally connected in. So, Jeffrey, if you'll pick up any thoughts that come to your mind right offhand in relation to the project that you think of as I've just shared that article and the pictures drawn through that article.
Well, the first thing I would say is just how difficult it is to hear. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine the number of listeners you have right now that are hearing these stories and physically wincing as each testimony is read over and over and over again. And so we know that when people hear these stories, secondary trauma can be real, triggers can occur, etc. And so I just pray in Jesus' name that as the listeners hear these stories, that we come against any kind of trauma that would occur through the hearing of the stories, and that the Holy Spirit would turn it into a holy anger and just a compelling to get involved in some way to stop this. Because the reality is that this is happening mm-hmm. all across America. And interestingly, our ministry of the Ships of Tarshish, we mentioned in the prior segment the Surrender the Secret series that we did. And so the first project that we did was on post-abortion recovery. It is a 10-episode Christian reality TV series mm-hmm. that follows women through a post-abortion recovery journey with Jesus, and had nothing to do with trafficking at the time. That was the first project we did. Mm-hmm. Well, as that project then wound down and we began to learn the truth about sex trafficking, we then began to understand the connection between the two. And so we were compelled to produce Blind Eyes Opened, which is a Christian documentary on the reality and the truth of sex trafficking that's occurring here in America today. And so in the film, we actually do focus one particular segment of the film on the link between abortion and the abortion industry and sex trafficking. We have Abby Johnson in the film, who does a great job of drawing that connection. We have multiple survivors whose testimonies are given in the film, and several of them actually have stories that they give on being forced to have abortions as well. And so this horrific link that occurs between the two is very, very real. Many traffickers use abortion as birth control for the victims that are wrapped up in the industry of human trafficking.
Mm. Well, Jeff, you know, would you share with our listeners, if someone would like to see the movie Blind Eyes Open, how can they go online to see that?
So it is online. So Amazon Prime is where somebody can watch the film Blind Eyes Open. They can also go to Christian Cinema. That's another online platform that the film is being shown on. Or people can go to the Ships of Tarshish website at shipstv.org, and they can buy the DVD if they'd like to do that as well. So multiple ways that people, individuals or groups, but individuals can be able to watch this, really this critically important film on the truth of what's happening. So many people, it's interesting because during our journey, once we learn the truth about sex trafficking that's occurring in America, you kind of begin to see it everywhere. You just understand where this is happening. But if you've not been introduced to it yet, then it's this shocking reality that, well, what do you mean this is actually happening? Well, and it's happening across the globe. We know that there are an estimated 27 million people across the world that are wrapped up in human trafficking, not including forced marriage. And we know that the statistics here in America are also very significant. It's really hard to put a number on it, but I can tell you through the 8-plus years that I've been involved full-time in this topic, our estimates would put probably over 100,000 children under the age of 18 are trafficked for sex in America. And so the numbers are just staggering to understand. But the reality is it really is happening. And so that's why we produced this documentary, Blind Eyes Opened, is first of all to show the truth of what's happening, but really then to call people to action, and very specifically to call Christians to action, to call churches to action on this topic, because we recognize the solution lies in Jesus Christ. And so it's calling the church to action to get involved in this topic so we can help to end these atrocities and really to help the recovery of those who have been trapped up in it for so long.
Hmm. Well, you know, Jeff, I think of this, you know, when I had the opportunity to see the movie Blind Eyes Opened, I think, of course, the whole movie is very well produced and such a powerful a documentary, but the testimonies really stand out, that you see a number of women who went through the horrific experience of being trafficked by people. And part of what the film does, it draws out the just how low humanity can be when the devil has the opportunity to really lead people into darkness, and people that will literally have individuals as sex slaves in the world. And the movie is a powerful movie. I would encourage every single listener to go online to watch it. But also, it draws out a very powerful and important point. You know, at the beginning of the broadcast, we read the parable of the Good Samaritan. Well, that's a well-known parable, but it has such a powerful lesson for the church to recognize that in that parable, there were three individuals that were supposed to be representing the church: the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan. Well, the priest saw the man who had been beaten up and left for dead on the side of the road, and he passed by on the other side. So did the Levite. But it was the Samaritan that took time to stop, to reach out, to bandage his wounds, to nurse him and take him to where he can get the help he needed. He went through great lengths to love and help that person. And the fact is, Jesus clearly pointed out the Samaritan was the one to emulate, to follow, to imitate. Yet too many that say they love the Lord are passing by on the other side. There's such a need for the church to aggressively get involved and go to God in prayer. A starting place is go to God in prayer and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then educate yourself about the problem and find out. So again, if someone wants to watch the film, tell them again how they can, Jeff.
So they can go to Amazon Prime or to Christian Cinema Online. Both of those platforms are streaming the film. Just search for Blind Eyes Opened, or at our website again, shipstv.org. They can buy the DVD.
Mm-hmm. Now you also wanted to invite individuals and or churches or ministers that wanted to screen it as well. Would you share with them how they can do that and what you're asking them to consider doing?
Certainly. And then again, that's one of the reasons why we reached back out to you, Pastor Joseph, and asked if we could share this with the audience again, because the film has already been released. The film was released as a Fathom event, like I said, in January 2020, in theaters all across the country. And so that already occurred. But what we're doing now that the country is coming out of the pandemic and people are gathering and meeting once again, what we're doing now is engaging with churches and ministries, nonprofits, organizations, universities. A lot of universities, Christian universities, are engaging with us now, where they're using the film to host an event. And so they're hosting a screening of the film in their community, and that event can look many different ways, but basically they're showing the film and then calling people to action, which is what the film does, and getting them involved in their own communities. And so they're hosting these screenings. And so that's what we wanted to make sure people are aware now, is we have streamlined our public performance license for the film in a way that is very simple. It's very cost-effective to acquire, and allows people then to use the film at their own events for their own fundraisers, etc. And so we're just letting churches know, we're letting organizations know, whether it be anti-trafficking organizations and even pro-life organizations across the country, they're using the film as a basis to educate people about the truth of sex trafficking that's occurring in their own community, and then helping to get those people involved in the community to help solve this problem. And so at shipstv.org is where people can find out more about the public performance license and actually how to go about acquiring the film for that kind of an event.
Hmm. Well, again, thanks for sharing that specifically, Jeff. And, you know, I think of this too, Jeff, that I know on a number of occasions, like, we come across people or individuals in many different walks of life who, once they learn more about sex trafficking, actually are able to help rescue people in one form or another. I heard of one or more stewardesses who recognized certain circumstances, and they were actually able to help rescue young girls who they saw, and they recognized what was going on. So educating ourselves is so important. Would you elaborate on that?
Well, I agree with that. And as I mentioned earlier, if you don't know anything about sex trafficking, it's just hard to fathom that this is occurring in America. But once you do begin to understand it's happening, and if you watch this film, when it is so educational about the truth of what's happening, you really do begin to understand how it's occurring, and you begin to see it. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone that, you know, watches the film or wants to get involved has to become someone who rescues people out of the industry, right? That is certainly not for everyone. But so one thing we like to say is not everybody can do everything, but at least everyone can do something.
That's right.
So there is a way to get involved, and getting involved in your own community. And so awareness is certainly one of the biggest first steps for us as a nation to recognize what's happening, to then begin to understand what needs to be done in order to stop this from occurring.
Hmm. And so, of course, some listeners could give financially to help support work like your ministry and other ministries out there that are seeking to address the issue. But then there are others who might be able to volunteer in some way. There are others who, any of a number of ways, could be supportive of the work. But there, as you said, something everyone can do. I'll share your website again, please.
So the website for the Ships of Tarshish is shipstv.org. And then the other website I would point people to is, if you're interested in more about the film, you can go to blindeyesopened.com, and there people can watch the trailer to the film and find other ways to get involved. There's also a host an event button there as well. So it all kind of leads to the same place to help people to learn about the film, to watch the film, and then for those organizations interested in hosting an event, how they can get a hold of the public performance license to have an event within their community to raise awareness and get the masses involved in helping to fight this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I don't think we can overemphasize how important awareness and education really is in it, because something that is touched on time and time again as people learn about it is that even sometimes you have family that traffics their own family members. And again, the way it looks can be very different in different circumstances. So becoming educated is so, so important. Our phone guest today is Jeffrey Rogers. He's the co-founder and president of Ships of Tarshish Production Ministry and Company. We'll be right back.
Life was bitter to the core. There was nothing to live for until love came. And even second times around, happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart was breaking.
For it was my own. Tears cover me.
Weeping through the whole night.
And I need some relief.
Joy comes in the morning.
I've been searching for
many years now.
The keys to life's door.
Need to know how.
Brought to my knees.
Savior, can you help me?
And was led to believe.
I'll tell you, I was too
but
mean.
His love showed me love said not so. Even with the odds against me. Love showed me love said not so. Without a reason or cause, peace and joy placed on pause until love came. Having no hope at all, and not a loved one to call.
The music of BB and CC Winans, Love Said Not So. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Jeffrey Rogers. He's the co-founder and president of the ministry, Ships of Tarshish Production Ministry and Company. Jeff, would you, wanted to ask you this too. Again, you've mentioned Surrender the Secret is the first product that you all produced, and then Blind Eyes Open. Something I would mention that is so powerful in relation to both projects is, as you touched on, these are two tragic, the two tragic industries that both films address are so heavily connected to one another in tragic ways. But, you know, again, every believer can get involved with helping to address them. Every believer is a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. And I think of this, you know, in relation to the series Surrender the Secret, a lot of people don't realize how extensive the tragedy of abortion is. Statistics tell us that somewhere around one out of every three or four women in our nation have had an abortion. And Jeff, that's so widespread that that touches every congregation in this nation. Not every other, but every congregation in this nation. So there are lots of people out there that desperately need to receive the forgiveness that only Christ can offer and the healing that comes. And a Bible study like Surrendering the Secret is one wonderful tool whereby lots of people, God has used it to set people free. Would you elaborate on that somewhat?
Well, I totally agree with that. And really, to me, what it can point to is the power of the testimony, mm-hmm. right? We all have a testimony of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bible tells us that the enemy is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
That's right.
So it's by these testimonies that God gives us and helps walk us through them that we are then able to come out the other side and help others that are going through or have gone through the same thing. And so It's really that power of the testimony. And I'll point to the testimonies that are given in the film on human trafficking, Blind Eyes Opened. Mm-hmm. We have six amazing women who were brought out of the sex trafficking industry in America, and they give their stories in this film. Very bold, very brave women. So there are six featured survivors in the film. Mm-hmm. And it is their testimony that just lights you up, because you recognize through what they went through as they describe it, the depths of darkness that they had to go through. But then each one of them at the end of the film talks about how Jesus is the reason that they're able to stand today and to help fight this battle. So each of the six of them have created their own ministry. And so through the film, you get to know these wonderful women. You then get to know the names of their ministries. You can reach out to them personally and engage with them and to help them. The Ships of Tarshish is giving a portion of the proceeds of every DVD sold, of every dollar that we get from streaming services, and even from every dollar that we get from any events that occur. We're giving a portion of that directly to these survivors' ministries and to them, in recognition, really, of their boldness and their willingness to stand and share their testimony. And so I really know that through their testimonies given in the film, that is how we can understand the truth of what's happening, but then also the truth of the redemptive power of Jesus Christ over all of our lives, really, no matter what our testimony is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's such a powerful reality behind the movie Blind Eyes Open, that, as you pointed out, these individuals were victims of some of the most horrific things that will ever happen to a human being. Yet God saved them, redeemed them, and healed them, and turned around and helped them to become warriors in the kingdom of God to help combat the terrible evil they were once victims of. And what a tremendous testimony to the power and the grace of God, as you pointed out so powerfully. And that's one more great reason for every listener to go and watch the films, because these are firsthand accounts from these individuals who came through the tragic industry of sex trafficking. God healed them, made them brand new, and now, again, they're battling it wonderfully with grace and power and wisdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. So one more time, if someone wants to watch them, Jeff, tell us how they can do that.
So Blind Eyes Open can be viewed on Amazon Prime or on Christian Cinema. Those are the two streaming platforms it's on, or at shipsdv.org. Somebody can go there and buy the DVD, and that is also where the public performance license can be acquired for people to have events where they would show a screening of the film, help raise awareness, get people involved, have fundraisers, etc., all utilizing this film as a very powerful tool to tell the truth of sex trafficking in America.
Okay. You know, I think of this too. You know, you alluded to this earlier after I shared a portion of the article that we wrote entitled Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twins. And very much so, I would agree. When I read those testimonies, it's hard to imagine someone not wincing and not kind of shrinking back at hearing the terrible things that happened to these precious women. Yet the fact is, it's one thing to listen to the testimony. It's another thing to realize these women went through this. They experienced this. And for believers to not be stirred to action, to think, I need to do something by the grace of God. I need to say, Lord, show me what to do to help come against a wicked reality like this. All of us should be praying, Lord, show me what you want me to do to come against this terrible evil in our world. Without question, it's hard to listen to, but it clearly should be a tool whereby we're stirred to say, Lord, I want to do whatever you want me to do to help end this tragedy in the world. But any further thoughts about that?
Well, I do, Pastor Joseph. It brings to mind, I guess, back, we've talked a little bit about the journey that my wife Carrie and I have been on since leaving the corporate world and moving into ministry. It's an 11-year journey of trying to leave behind the corporate world and everything that I had accomplished there, so to speak, and then moving into the ministry and moving into what God has in store for us. And I'll just share with you, it has been an incredible battle for me, a battle in the mind, trying to really understand what God is calling us to and to be able to follow that. I remember so vividly one experience that I had back when we were getting ready to do the production of Surrender the Secret, our first one. And God, well, I look back now, he was working with me so specifically because he had already done a number with my wife and she was already on board. And I was just struggling with the decision of whether or not to do something. And it was very significant for our family in relation to the ministry. And I remember going to bed one night just saying, God, please tell me what to do. Tell me if I should do this or not. And I literally said, Lord, show up at my bed tonight. Show me your hands. Show me your side and the hole, you know, the holes in your hands. And then I will know that you're asking me to do this. Well, I can share with you that night I had a dream, and I won't go into the specifics, but in that dream, the Lord was so clear with me that it was a leap of faith that he was calling me to. Mm-hmm. Because if he showed up at my bedside and said, here's my hands, you have to do this, that's really blind obedience. Mm-hmm. And that's not what God's looking for from us at all. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's our faith. It's that leap of faith. Mm-hmm. And so at that moment, I recognized, okay, this is a matter of my faith and what God is doing with me. Mm-hmm. And so I committed, yes, I will take that leap of faith, Lord. I will do that. And so I'm praying that that is going to resonate with some of your listeners today, that even though they might not know exactly what to do, or they may be terrified to do it, mm-hmm. if they recognize and truly believe God is calling them to do it, then out of obedience to him, take that leap of faith, and he will give the rewards that we can't even imagine on this life or even after.
Amen. Amen. Would you pray whatever's on your heart for our listeners and for the church as well?
So, God, we just thank you for the time we've had together today. We pray against any kind of trauma that would occur from the hearing of the messages, the hearing of the testimonies, and the horrific things that are happening. But I also pray, Lord, for the stirring of hearts to the truth of what's happening and to recognize what is occurring here in this country and just the directions that are coming from the pit of hell and the atrocities that are occurring as a result. But we know, Lord, that you are greater than that, and you will lead these people through, and you will allow them to come out with their own testimony. So, God, I pray that the hearts are stirred to action today of the listeners, in whatever way that you're calling them to, because not everyone can do everything, but everyone can do something. So God, make it clear. And I pray that for those of you listening who have been on the fence, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will be able to get off the fence today and begin to walk down that path that God has laid out so clearly for you. In Jesus' name.
And Father, too, thank you for every believer listening. Thank you for the opportunity you give us of being able to be involved in the work of your kingdom. Father, I pray that you'd move upon every one of us in a unique way at this time and help us to be wise enough and willing to pray the same prayer that the apostle prayed in Acts chapter 9. Right after he got saved in verse 6, he asked you the question, Lord, what do you want me to do? Help us to be willing to pray that prayer in relation to this issue, as well as our lives as a whole. Help us to be wide open and obedient. Help us to live, to have a yes, Lord attitude with whatever you're calling us, knowing that what you call us to is important. In fact, it's vital. And our job is simply to say, yes, Lord. Help us to do that, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, our guest has been Jeff Rogers, the co-founder and president of Ships of Tarshish. And as usual, towards the end of the broadcast, if you're listening and you've never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to commit your life to Christ, to receive his forgiveness, to receive his healing power to come into your life. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply pray this prayer with me today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all of my life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, we would very much like to be in touch with you. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Or if you're wanting to get a copy of the article we shared earlier, Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twin, simply email the same email, jparker@afa.net. Jeff, would you share with our listeners one more time your website and also how they can watch the movie Blind Eyes Open if they wish to?
Yes, sir. So they can learn more about the film at blindeyesopen.com, or they can learn more about our ministry at shipstv.org. And Blind Eyes Open can be seen on television on Amazon Prime as well as Christian Cinema.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for coming and sharing about the great work that you're doing. And we appreciate you continuing to follow the Lord, okay?
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray for Jeff Rogers and his wife and the ministry of Ships of Tarshish Production Ministry. Pray much for them. And pray for all ministries that you know of that are involved in the work of coming against the tragedy of sex trafficking. Every ministry makes a difference. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.